how initially you said you were not going to use the brace, or maybe, and now you're using it. What was the change?
Just taking extra precautions, you know, and being smart. You never know. People could fly in and crazy stuff can happen. So we're just being safe.
No difference from on the field? I mean, do you feel the difference when you're wearing it?
No, sir.
How do you feel a week in after the injury? I mean, is there any weakness? Is it sore in any way, or does it just feel like normal?
I feel good. I feel like normal, you know, moving around. We're all getting better out there. It's just another day at camp. That's how I feel.
So that has to help your confidence when you're in there taking live reps, you know, double-digit reps and guys flying around that you're ready to roll.
We're ready to roll. And it was a good day today. We can get a lot better, you know, a lot more out of our each snap. But, confidence is there. Everybody on defense is feeling confident, you know, not just myself.
How does that group compare to the previous units you've been on?
I'm not sure. I mean, all I know is what we have now and what we've had today. And it's a great competition out there right now, you know, from within each position and then as a whole collectively against the offense, you know, and as a team against what's outside and, you know, everyone else's preparation. So we have really really good competition all around, and I'd say that's huge. I don't know how much different that is, but it's an important piece to getting ready to ball out, I guess.
When you look at your rookie year, four forced fumbles, is that just football instincts? Or what do you attribute that to? That's a lot easier said than done, getting takeaways, especially forcing fumbles.
Really, I think it's just preparation. I mean, our coaches harp on it. We do drills every day, and it comes down to how much you're focused on the ball. And that's the most important thing out here. You know, it's the reason why we're all here.
You feel further along in any ways now than you did the summer of your sophomore year, or do you feel like
so.
You're shaking off rust?
Initially, shaking off some rust. At this point, a little bit better than I had been, and you know, so much time has passed since then. You'd hope that's the case. And you know, there's still a lot more to improve on, and a lot of details to clean up, but we're advancing.
When you mentioned shaking off rust, when you go through what you've gone through, how long does it typically take to get your legs back under you and then you feel like you're running at football speed?
I can't give you an exact date and time on those things, but I do know that we're moving now, and we're getting up to some high gears.
The battles between you and Ranch have been fun to watch, especially in team drills. You kind of touch a little bit on how maybe that rookie's doing and those battles going back and forth. And it was one he got you and then one you got past him. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's really fun. We actually talk a fair amount about, you know, how we're going to attack each other, you know, what angles we're coming from, what we're changing on either day. And it's fun to see him improve and to challenge each other. He's a really good player, great feet, you know, and just all around. He's a really good player.
Is that a way to sort of improve and help as well, to kind of ask a tackle, hey, how would you guard
right,
me?
Right.
How would you?
Exactly. I think it helps me improve if I can get some input. Teron Armstead also will come to me and, you know, tell me to change something, you know, and we'll talk about what our approaches has been previously. Obviously, we don't tell them ahead of time. But yeah, it's been a good competition for all of us.
So some of the players have mentioned doing yoga. Do you take part in that?
I do. I enjoy it. I like everything that it offers us as far as being able to stay healthy and flexible, getting more explosive potential in our bodies.
Do you feel like that flexibility helps on the field with your bend or anything like that?
Correct. I think being as flexible as possible is good. But mobility and being stable throughout all of those movements is just as important, if not more, than just flexibility.
you kind of touched on this before, that while you were out, you were still watching the defense and watching the game. Is there anything that you observed that you've been able to apply to your game since you've been back?
Tough question. There's a lot of things. I just watch the starters and see what they're putting out, and try to mimic some of the movements, or if they mess up or, you know, something's not efficient, then take note of maybe, you know, a bad step or a false read, you know, just little things. It's not too big.
Same as last year, where you're primarily a true defensive end now and less of the hybrid coverage assignments that you had in your rookie year. Is it the same this year as what we talked about last year, what your role was probably going to be more of a defensive end, and that suits you think?
I mean, I'm trying. Yeah. I enjoy it, and it's really whatever the team needs at this point, you know, and as long as I'm doing a good enough job to stay on the field or get on the field, that's where I'm going to be, you know, and I'm going to continue to get better in that area.
How much has your body changed in terms of weight involved since rookie?
I'm 260 now, 261, so a little bit of a weight gain. Hopefully I don't look too much bigger, but I'm enjoying it.
Thank you.